Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Really, my goals for the season, get better every single day. Treat every day like it's game day, every practice like it's game day. Come prepared with questions to ask coaches after practice. Just be mentally, physically locked in every single day. Yeah, just give them all. Give it all I got every single day so I can get better the next day and be ready for whenever my time is.
I'm sure the last year was frustrating for you in a lot of ways. What did you think you learned through that experience?
I don't want to think too much about last year, but I definitely learned a lot, and it definitely helped to shape who I am this upcoming season.
Rama, what do you think is different about your game?
Different? I just feel I've taken care of my body to an elite level. I've been more just locked in. I feel like myself, and you know, I'm ready to come out here and practice hard.
More locked in, Doran. That's what Roman Wilson said. I think maybe he saw the criticism on Steelers.com. Unable to pick up the offense, unable to get on the moving train. I hope Roman Wilson works out.
Mm-hmm.
He is perfect for this offense. Over the middle of the field possession kind of guy. Tough as nails, good blocker at Michigan, primarily run offense. I mean, heavily leaning towards the run with Harbaugh there. But you see guys like Caboli, and I'm not singling him out other than I just saw it and he's prominent. We love Caboli. Oh, he's going to have a big year. How can you have any faith in that? How can anybody count on this guy to be great in basically year one? I liked the player when they drafted him. I like the player now. I ain't putting all my cards in the Roman Wilson basket.
I think that it's really based off of, all right, if things go perfectly, he'll have a good year. Like, if he stays healthy, he'll have a good year. If, you know, things are what they are on paper right now, yeah, you could see him having a good year. Like, I saw some of the clips of him running routes. Remember what I said yesterday? I was like, you could tell if a guy has taken a step and just look at his speed, and he looked quick.
He was looking quick.
He was looking very quick.
We got that from Doran. He's looking quick.
He was looking smooth. And you can't take a little bit from that during OTAs. But I think in a perfect world, I think that that's what somebody like Caboli is saying. In a perfect world, yeah, he's going to have a good year.
Wide receiver three,
two-ish, for sure. I could see that. I hope. I mean, he should, you know, from, like you just said, his pedigree coming out and what he did at Michigan and last year. Was such an up and down year. Like, whenever you have those injuries and then you get healthy and then you're kind of behind the train a little bit, like, it's very hard to get on it. It's very hard. And now he had a chance to get his feet wet being in the NFL and, you know, kind of reset. And now he has a big opportunity in front of him. So everything's lining up for him to have a good year.
Absolutely it is. And I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater because he got hurt last year in training camp and then got hurt again. And by the time he got healthy, they were in the throngs of the thing. I'm going to view him like he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And a third-round pick rookie, unless it's a running back like Caleb Johnson, I'm not going to say, oh, you're coming in and being a stud day one. It has happened, but I can't say I count on the guy. And I'm not even holding last year against him. Like, Mike Williams came in here, and he was running like 12 routes a game.
Yep.
Because they didn't feel like he could pick up the offense. And we saw with Amari Cooper in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Amari Cooper was running good routes in Cleveland. Like, people who watch tape will tell you he was open a ton, but their quarterback play was so bad. And he didn't do jack in Buffalo because it's hard to pick it up. I just look at Roman as a rookie. And if he plays well, great. I'm not going to say I am gung-ho about him being wide receiver two right now, though. You know what I'm saying?
Do you look at Faltano as a rookie?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Even though he was a first-round pick?
Yeah, it's a little bit different from that standpoint. And I was titillated that they were even able to draft him. I didn't think he'd be there for them. So I view him a little bit different as more of a sure thing, but I don't think there's such thing as a sure thing for a rookie. More often than not. You need production out of a rookie, but to say, oh, that's our wide receiver too, unless it's a wide receiver loaded draft and it is a Brian Thomas or something like that.
Well, I just wouldn't even want to put a guy like Roman Wilson in that position. Just him personal, you know, like I wouldn't want to have to thrust him into a role where last year I didn't know if he was going to be available physically or mentally, like, and now I'm going to thrust him into a role where you're our number two. Like, that's a lot. I wouldn't want to even put him in that position. I would want him to have to earn that. Not that he's not going to earn it, but I would want him to have to earn that, but us to be like, no, you've earned it, but we don't need it.
Right.
You've earned it, but we don't need it.
You're a luxury. You're a bonus.
Yes.
It's gravy.
Yes.
Instead of, oh, God, if Roman Wilson ain't the guy, Rubro.
Right.
I made a list of X factors for the Steelers this year. I was going to save this, perhaps for Doug Whaley, or I was going to forget about it altogether because I'm really good at that. Guys who really can change the trajectory of this season based on how they play. Roman Wilson's on the list. The way that it's designed right now, and forget about quarterback. I have Roman Wilson, Broderick Jones, bleh. These are all obvious. Caleb Johnson, Derek Harmon, and Darius Slay. I think Darius Slay could be a massive addition to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you need big-time production, really, from all those guys. But you can't count on Caleb Johnson. I have a lot of belief in the guy, but he's a rookie.
Right.
Running back's an easy transition, you've told me, like compared to the other positions. And Derek Harmon, hey, stop the run, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
And what they had wasn't all that good. But I think those are five guys that if you're not talking about the stars, the season really hinges on all those dudes.
Yes, yes. I think you could throw Y.A. Black in there. I think he's going to have just as good as a year as Derek Harmon. I feel like he's very just under the, you know, behind the scenes. And I think that he's going to get a lot of reps this year in the rotation. And that's going to be good for the Steelers. So if you look at them as a whole, like the defense, having a guy like that to rotate in and out, and you could keep guys fresh like Cam Hayward,
yeah,
and he'll be fresh too.
And play some traditional nose.
Yeah, like I think that he's going to be one of those people that you're naming too. I throw him on the list for
That's
for
a good sure. one. I'll take him.
Yeah.
I wish I was there yesterday because just to get a look at that guy, just see him compared to everybody else. I wish DK Metcalf were there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have, I mean, with that wide receiver room, he would have stuck out like a sore thumb, like a Pat Bostic thumb, Doran. One of them toe thumbs. I can't talk, though. You should see my toes. They are disgusting.
I'm sure they are.
My wife says I have the worst feet on planet Earth.
I'm sure.
Not that they're dirty or anything like that, but they're kind of like hobbit feet.
Yeah, like gangly, hairy.
They're long, thin, and I have hair on each of my toe knuckles.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.